Every other Thursday, we do a Rest Assured Thursday at this time with David Schlossberg from Assured Concepts Group. And David, you know, we've talked about tax erosion, the financial reality of losing a spouse, a bunch of different things. And I feel like in some places you have to go to like different people to handle each of those crises or issues. But I think what I'm getting here is that you kind of do it all holistically in one place, right, David?
Well, we try to, and it's very intentional about doing that. So the problem, John, first off, good to be with you despite duck derby outcomes. But the problem with how most people experience their financial advice is that they get pieces from different sources. So an investment manager will manage the portfolio, a CPA or H&R Block prepares a tax return, maybe an estate attorney drafts a will or a trust at some point, and insurance agents hold the policy. Each one doing their job, but it's in isolation.
I bet they're not all like talking to each other, right? Your CPA is not like, hey, I took care of this insurance guy, and then they're not chatting back and forth.
That's exactly the problem. And in retirement, the gaps between those conversations are where real damage could happen. So our approach at our firm is to close those gaps. It's what's commonly called holistic wealth management. And for us, it means organizing these things into five pillars that must work together like a gear.
Okay, five pillars. I got my pen and paper ready to take notes, David, as I like to do. So why don't we do these one at a time? You give me number one first.
Sure. Well, the first one's the obvious. It's income. When we're entering retirement, we want to try to build a reliable plan that will replace the paycheck, optimize our Social Security for the couple, utilize a bucket plan to protect against sequence of returns risk, doing a pension analysis where the choices are available. The goal is knowing with confidence what will come in every month for the rest of your life.
I'm taking notes, but I'm remembering we did talk about that earlier in the series, that bucket plan, which I loved, and the sequence risk, which seems like something complicated, but when you broke it down, it made a lot of sense. So all this seems pretty foundational. Pillar one probably should be foundational. How about pillar two? Where are we going next?
Well, that's tax strategy. And so I want to be precise about what that means, because it's not tax preparation. Preparation will look backwards at what already happened and do a report for you, where tax strategy looks forward intentionally, looking at Roth conversions, withdrawal sequencing, Medicare surcharge management, charitable planning, all aimed at reducing the tax burden that your financial resources will create over the full length of your retirement, not just the current year, and not just for you, but for what passes to your spouse and to your heirs as well.
Okay, that's important. And there really is a real difference between someone who just like files your return and someone who's shaping your income before the year ends, right? That has to be, it's not just like, at the end of the year, slap some numbers together. It's about like planning throughout the year. Okay, pillar number three, where are we going next, David?
That's investments, thank you, John, but structured around your personal bucket plan needs, not a generic model. So the industry generics, those could be a 60-40 portfolio or a target date fund glide path or using like a flat 4% spending rules. Those are all designed for an average person. But retirement is far from average. Your income needs, your tax situation, your timeline, and your risk tolerance, those are all very specific to you. So the portfolio should reflect that and not be a cookie cutter approach.
Yeah, that's like going to ChatGPT and asking how to do retirement. They're going to come up with those three things that you said and you're going to go, okay, I can do this. And then you get to retirement and realize that they were talking about, you know, like you said, down the middle sort of person. And then you realize, hey, my needs are way different than that individual. Okay, so that's three pillars and I can count to five. So that means two more. So where are we going next?
Pillar four is legacy. To what we covered last week, it's looking at beneficiary designations, trust coordination, making sure that what you built reaches the right people in the right way and doesn't get intercepted by the IRS or by creditors or by wrong family members. And then save you the question, pillar five is protection, the one that most people overlook until it becomes too late. That's long-term care risk planning, Medicare planning, protecting against a health event that can undo decades of disciplined savings. So we build all five of these issues into a single coordinated plan.
I bet a lot of listeners are going, well, I kind of have two and four taken care of. I got a guy for that and a gal for that. Or maybe I got one and five. And we're starting to realize that we don't have all five and it's not under one roof. So are there like real world examples where that no communication or coordination actually causes problems?
Sure. A very common one and a simple one is let's consider Roth conversions. And they seem like a smart strategy on its face, but nobody coordinated and checked where the Medicare surcharge thresholds would hit. And the conversions were pushing income above the Medicare surcharge every year, costing thousands in additional premiums that weren't considered. So I've seen $10 of unconsidered interest income trigger a $4,000 Medicare cost increase for a couple. And the surcharge table's unforgiving. It doesn't care that you didn't know. The tax advisor, the insurance planner, and the financial advisor weren't talking. That's a classic gap.
Did you say $10 of unconsidered interest?
Yeah, the Medicare thresholds are extremely unforgiving. If you go over from one threshold to the next by $1, then your costs go up to the next threshold. And sometimes those thresholds can cost $4,000 for a couple.
Oh, that's so good.
No, that's no good.
That's keeping me up at night now. That's one more thing, David, to add to the pile. Let's add to the pile of another example of things that can go wrong here if there's not coordination.
Sure. We've seen a client with a large IRA, and the only child was named as the beneficiary, but an estate attorney drafted a trust, a very thorough document, well-intentioned, and the IRA beneficiary designation still named the child directly. So the trust was never coordinated with the investment account. And for the client's largest asset, the estate plan that was created and paid for was essentially bypassed for their largest asset. The document existed, but the protection didn't. And so we prevent those gaps because we're looking at the whole picture at once, not just one conversation at a time.
And we've had estate planning lawyers warn people about that sort of stuff, right? Where the beneficiaries don't quite match the trust and how that can really cause a mess. Okay, so let's say I'm listening. I'm like, well, those things keep me up at night. What if someone wants that comprehensive look? Like, what does the meeting with you actually look like?
Well, the first conversation is always entirely about them, learning about their goals, their concerns, what they have, what income they're relying on. What might wake them in worry at 3 a.m, and what they want their financial resources to do for the people they leave behind. So in that first session, we're listening and paying attention so that our experiences can be helpful for them.
Well, that seems like a pretty easy first conversation. Does it get harder after that?
Well, it's hard for some because some people don't want to share, of course, but true. Those that do want to share after that first conversation, if asked, we can build out a picture of their current trajectory. What the retirement and legacy looks like if nothing changes, and then show them what becomes possible when using a coordinated holistic approach. Most people leave that meeting with more clarity than they've had in years because they finally get to see the whole situation in one place at one time.
We've got about 45 seconds left. So who should be calling you? And then after you give me that, let's get the number and make sure people do.
Well, yeah, our focus tends to be on three groups of people. First, someone within 5 to 10 years of retirement or recently retired who wants to make the transition from a paycheck to drawing down resources for income handled correctly. And the second group is people who started to sense that their tax situation in retirement won't be or isn't as efficient as it could be. They're perhaps not confident about what to do differently, but they want to understand what's possible for them. And then thirdly, a couple who sits down and honestly looks at what happens when there's a surviving spouse and whether what they're leaving behind is structured to actually reach their children and grandchildren, not creditors or, say, a future ex-son-in-law. That conversation tends to change things for folks.
I think this is our fifth conversation, David, and each one I leave with a lot to chew on, which I think is really good for our listeners. AssuredGroup.com. You can call for that first conversation, 847-426-1077, 847-426-1077, AssuredGroup.com. David, I got a scoop, but thanks again, and we'll chat in a couple weeks, okay?
Thank you. Better luck with the Ducks next year, Ken.
Yeah, all right. If they ask me to even participate next year, David,
I'm sure they will. Thank you very much.
All right, take care. Let's take a break. We got one. Yeah, for sure.